Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web www.wwgh107.1fmradio. You have the opportunity to download on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers, or maybe there's another new gadget out that I don't know about. As long as it is an electronic device, you can download an app called TuneIn. Okay? The app is called TuneIn. Download that and search WWGH. And you will have that app on your phone anytime you would like to listen to any of the talk show programs we have to offer you. So don't forget that. Download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH. So that's one of the many ways that you can participate and be a part of our shows. If you would like to join in with the conversation today with any questions or make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Their location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number, 740-262-0939. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. The number is 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. I would like to give a shout out to my supporters. I'd like to give a shout out to my listeners, and I thank you so very much, and I also appreciate you. So let your friends know, your neighbors know, that there is a show on WWGH 107.1 FM radio called A Voice of a People with the live host, Linda Sims. I try to have different subjects that may interest you. A lot of them are faith-based. I have different guests that would interest you with information. Right now, we're doing a lot on the coronavirus, COVID-19. Many of you know that that has been an issue since really we first heard about it in January. We just didn't realize that it would impact the United States the way that it has. And it is still here. It has not gone. I had our illustrious mayor as my guest earlier today. And he says this is real. He know a lot of people have a lot of questions and they don't think it's real. But this is real. They're not going through exercise trying to stop people from having their rights, but they want to help save your life if you would just adhere to some of the things that they are sharing. Okay, it's for your benefit. It's for your protection and your family's protection and people you may meet and greet on the street that you have no idea of, and help save your life also. Now, before we go further, I would like to introduce my guest today, Dacia Wade. She is my daughter and my protege in Bible prophecy. How are you doing today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine today. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm so glad that you could spend time with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so very much. And Dacia's been saying, Mom, should you even be on the air? Because it hasn't gone anywhere. COVID-19 is still around. Okay, and I can do this. Just make sure I protect myself and be 6 feet away. People can call in. I can do interviews like that. So even if you're interested in doing an interview and like to be on the radio, please call 740-361-1162. That is my personal number at any time that you would like to share something you may be going through or experiencing. And maybe you just want to give me some updated information that I may not have. Again, that telephone number is 740-361-1162. We really want to inform the public. And as I share with you, Daisy is not only my daughter, she's my protege in Bible prophecy. And we will be studying the plagues of Egypt today. Now, this one plague came to be almost soon as we were hit with this COVID-19. Share that with them, Daisy.
Oh, the locusts?
Yeah, and it was, what, a month or so ago, right?
A month or so ago. But now they're saying that there's another swarm coming in over there in Africa. And they're saying that it couldn't come at the worst time. It says that the experts, including the African Development Bank, are calling the new swarm Locust 19.
Wow.
For fear that it could have the same economic damage as the COVID-19. They're talking about over 130 million people could be going into starvation from these locusts.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about locusts and what do they do? And how can that be devastating to us?
Well, locusts eat your food, your crops.
Mm-hmm.
They eat whatever you plant to grow to survive off of. I think they can even bite you, too. I think they can. I don't know. But the way things are going now, probably, because they're running from them. They're running from the locusts.
Well, there must be millions of them. Did they give a number or how thick they are or how dense they are? Or is it just a few locusts or what?
No, I didn't have time to read the whole entire article. I just picked out that little headline right there. But
it must be a swarm, right?
It is a swarm.
Okay. So I remember hearing a little bit about it, that it was really, really a big thing over there.
And they're calling them the size of Manhattan.
So they're large.
They're large, and it's a lot of them. And they're saying that these next ones coming in will be coming in 20 times worse than the ones that they just got a month ago.
Wow. So I'm going to be looking up something. Did you want to share with us in scripture about... Now, give us a background of what you're reading.
Oh, this is Exodus 19. This is the plagues of Egypt that the Lord had bestowed on the land of Egypt for not letting his people go after he had heard their cry, and their cry had reached the heaven for the servitude, for the the bondage and everything that they were put under. So when their cry reached heaven, God sent a deliverer, and when the deliverer came, he came with plagues. And one of the plagues was the locust. And it says, chapter 8, verse 20, it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou would not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms." I got the wrong scripture, but anyway. "The swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are."
Now, this was a time when God had commanded Moses to set the Israelites free from bondage and slavery in Egypt.
Yes.
Right? And Pharaoh would not... let the people go, no matter how much, how many plagues that...
how much destruction came his way.
Right.
No, he didn't let them go.
And every time the Lord would tell Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go, he did what?
Hardened his heart.
Wow, okay. So, and I think about some of that and what we're going through over here and how they're saying that the president of not only... the United States, but the president of China. He didn't want to be up front with what was going on with COVID-19, right? So they were trying to hide this information. So in a way, their hearts was hardened. And that's how I kind of look at that and see that right now. So you're sharing with us how Pharaoh's heart was hardened against what God was telling Moses to do, to let the people go and send the plagues that way.
That's why he sent the locusts. I did read the wrong verse scripture. The first time.
Okay.
Yes, but in Exodus chapter 10, verse 3, it says, "And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring the locusts in thy coast."
Wow. So we're talking about that because as we are living through these last days, nothing that was going on naturally, like Mother Nature, right, has stopped going on. Okay, we're still having the floods. We're still having, I don't know if the California fires have started yet. Maybe not right now, but California was on fire almost a whole year. It seems like it, all of 2019, and all the devastation and all the homes that were destroyed, even though those people are rich out there, most of them, and they destroyed their homes, but it's more about the devastation and the timing. We've had signs in the stars, in the sky. We've had the 2014 and 15 blood moons.
Yes.
We had two. Go ahead.
You know, just saying about the timing of things, I forgot to mention this to you. I get this news feed that comes on my phone and gives me headlines or whatever. I guess Saturday we had a minor earthquake over Ohio Valley.
Really?
Yes. Yes, that just came to my mind. In the wee hours of the morning or whatever, we were supposed to have a minor earthquake.
See, and that's what the Lord said. When you see these things beginning to happen all at once, you know, nothing stopped that was going on. Like you said, okay, that's an earthquake. So when we see these things happening all at once, he says, "Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh." Now, I know those locusts were in the millions, the swarm of them, because they can devastate so fast a crop. They can wipe it out in a moment's notice almost, you know. And they have this some type of noise like bees, but it's a swarm of them, you know. And it is a type of a bee anyway, I think so. I think they're all in the same family, the locusts.
Amen.
What'd you find?
4.7.
Is a 4.7 earthquake?
No. But this was in April, 4/7/2020. Lake County, Ohio. Magnitude earthquake occurred in Lake County Monday night. According to the USGS website, the quake happened 1.3 miles northeast of Perry just before 10 p.m.
Okay, so things are still happening. Devastating things are still happening. COVID is still around. It hasn't gone anywhere. No one has a vaccine. No one knows how to stop it. But God knows how to stop it. When will he stop it? When we repent, when we turn from our evil ways or wicked ways, however you want to put it, or the bad things we think about, the things that we put before him, it's not going to stop and it's not going to slow down. So I guess people can blame God if they want to. He can take it. I mean, his shoulders are much broader than ours, you know.
He took the weight of the whole world, the sins of the whole world.
Yes.
Yeah, he can take it. He can take everybody being against him.
Yes.
But it's better to be for him.
Yes, it is. It is better to be for
him.
It's
better to be obedient.
Okay, so go back to the scripture, and you did talk about the locust swarm, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, read that again.
Okay, it says, "And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring the locusts into thy coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hell, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And they shall fill thy houses, and the houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians which neither thy fathers nor thy father's fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day.
So, okay, he's saying, how long will you harden your hearts? How long will we be upset with the Lord? How long will we say, well, this isn't real, right? You agree with that? How long will we say that? Not just you and I, but I'm talking about general population. It's a lot of people who don't even believe that this is real, what we're going
through. Well, you know, people still don't want to give God his deity. They don't want to know that he is a God of love, yes, but he's also a God of wrath. He's a God of peace, and he's also a God of judgment. And people want to stay on the love, love, love. Yeah, God will prosper you, and God will do these things. But he said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will come up on you. But we want the things without the behaving. We don't want to bow down to God in order to have the things that he has for us. And I don't know anything more important than life. That's the one thing he offered that we should all want.
That's true. That's true. And the sad thing about this is they do not see COVID going down. They don't see it going down like
the numbers, they thought, like they or what thought. They were saying, right? Or what our president tried to put out there. No, they're talking about the next 2 years.
So, and also, he also said they will fill your houses. Now, what kind of thought is that? We get upset over flies and mosquitoes in our house. How far is this locust thing going to come now? And not only is that happening, but now there's a new
the hornets.
They call them the killer hornets. Now that's new.
That's within the last 2 days new.
They make me think of the hornets they talk about in Revelation. They talk about locusts in Revelation too.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what chapter that is?
Not exactly. Hold on.
But they talk about them and how their bite is. And a lot of people were saying that was nuclear warfare because they got this funny face on them. But these new killer locusts that right now they have found in the United States of America, this is their first entrance here that we have ever known of in history, period. Now they are on the scene. There's been a lot of information about them on TV. My daughter did let me know about it one day last week, but they were even, a man had one in his hand on TV today showing that ugly face. So now we have a new enemy on the scene. Why is all this happening?
It's hardened hearts.
Hardened hearts. One thing after another is happening right here on our soil.
What the funny thing about it is, these locusts are from Asia. The COVID-19 is from Asia. And when we just read in the scriptures, it said that the locust was going to come with the east wind. Who's the east? Asia.
Right. Right. Asia. And it says here, the locusts that we were talking about earlier have overrun about 172,973 acres of land in Kenya, devouring crops and destroying farmland as citizens face high. Let me see what else it says. Extreme hunger. So that goes along also when Jeff was here, he was talking about the decrease of food, economic
collapse,
food.
So yeah, famine. That's one of the end time things that we are supposed to be looking for. The famine, the pestilence,
disease,
earthquakes,
yeah,
disease, all these things that are happening right now. At one time, these are the things that we're supposed to be looking for to be happening at one time.
And I know a lot of people think, well, I am so tired of them talking about the end time. And Jesus, they keep saying that Jesus is coming back. And I just do not believe that Jesus is coming back. They've been saying it since the crucifixion. That's been way over 2,000 years ago, you know, because day one supposedly started after Christ died. That's why we're in A.D. now. So that's been over 2,000 years. And he said he was coming back, but a lot of people don't believe that. I'm here also to try to convince you that tomorrow's not promised to any of us. The next moment is not promised. You do not have a guarantee that you're going to live another moment, take another deep breath. And to tell you that Jesus is the only way. Yeshua, whatever name that you substitute for Jesus, he is the only way to heaven. And he is the only way to God. You cannot get to the Father except you go through Jesus Christ. You can't get to heaven except you accept Jesus Christ and the very works that he did for you by forgiving you of your sins and shedding his blood on the cross. So that's why we're here, for that very purpose right there. Now, did you find the one in Revelation?
Oh. Revelation 9.
Revelation 9. We're going to talk about this end time locust catastrophe. Then we're going to give you some more information on these new ones.
It says, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him that was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass or the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them."
Wow, that's kind of devastating, isn't it?
You see, now this is the thing about everything. Right now, we're all dealing with this. We're all dealing with the COVID-19. We all had the little deal with the bed bugs. I believe the bed bugs was the lice. The plague of lice.
It could have been. Because
it ate humans. They bit humans and they bit animals. So I do believe that the bed bugs was the plague of lice. Now, the thing about that is, the first few plagues, everybody dealt with. Everybody dealt with it. But when they got to the locusts in Egypt, the locust was only on Pharaoh's camp.
Right.
And right now it says that it will only have power over those that are not sealed with the seal of God. Another reason to give your life to Christ. That's another reason. Because if you're on his side, all these things won't have no effect on you. They won't have no effect on you.
Okay.
Because he said he conquered the world. And all these things are in the world. So all these things have already been conquered. What do you think, Mom?
Well, I was trying to look up the new locusts and describe their face. Now, didn't Revelation describe their face, what they would look like?
There you go.
Yeah, what?
On this newscast, hold on, they're right here.
What they called them? It's killer locust.
Mm-hmm.
It won't come up like that on my phone.
Just a second.
I want them to show the picture of them, because they are so scary. And they say if one of those things bite you, just like she was describing, it's like a scorpion that stings a person. And these are the ones in, oh yeah, they look like men. They do. Big eyes. They have a stinger on them. I don't know how. Okay, a roughly 2-inch long. What did I do? I took the. Ooh. I did something.
Let me see.
Getting the writing back.
There you go.
Okay. A roughly 2-inch long insect known as the murder hornets, that's what they're called, murder hornets, has made its way to the United States for the first time ever. Researchers said the Asian giant hornet, Vespa mandarina, has been known to kill up to 50 people a year in Japan, according to the New York Times, and has the potential to devastate United States bee populations, which have already been declining. Like I was telling my daughter, for the past 3-4 years, we haven't seen many bees. I'm like, where are the bees at? You know, they used to be around my lilac tree and all that, you know, pollinate it, help it to be beautiful flowers. And I looked at my lilac tree last week, and they've already died. They didn't even bloom. They've already died. You know, it used to be like going down the boulevard. They would be big and purple and beautiful, and you could just smell the perfume from them. Where are our bees? And here tells you that there has been a decline of bees. Susan Colby, bee breeder with Washington State University Department of Entomology, told WSU Insider that the hornets are like something out of a monster cartoon, with this huge yellow-orange face with those big eyes. It makes me think of that old movie back in the day, black and white, about those bees. They were giant bees. You know how they did them old movies, right? Black and white. Yeah, ants. The ants, too. I remember that, too. Wow. What day are we living in?
Yes.
The hornets are usually between 1.5 to 2 inches long, have large yellow-orange heads and prominent eyes. They're so big. And a black and yellow striped abdomen on their stomachs, right? The hornets made their way to the United States for the first time in December. They have been here for a while, and they're afraid that as it gets warmer out, they're going to cover the United States. When the Washington State Department of Agriculture verified 4 reports of sightings, that's why it's on the news, the hornets were also spotted in 2 locations in British Columbia in the fall, according to WSDA, whoever that is. Scientists say the Asian giant hornet's life cycle begins in April. Researchers told WSU that is when the queen wakes up from hibernation and scouts out spots to build underground nests and grow colonies. Todd Murphy, WSU Extension entomologist and invasive species specialist, told WSU Insider the shockingly large hornet is a health hazard and, more importantly, a significant predator of honeybees. But murder hornets become most dangerous from late summer, I was saying, as soon as they get really warm, to early fall, when they ravage through honeybee populations. WSU researchers said the hornets attack the beehive, decapitating and killing the adults and eating the larvae and pupae. Just a few of the hornets can completely destroy a hive in a matter of hours. I don't even know how many bees a hive hold, but it's a lot of them. They're just infested in there, you know. And it says at their website that the hornets do not typically go after humans, but if they do, not even beekeeping suits can protect against the hornets' stingers, which are larger and more dangerous than a bee. Okay, you can find this on YouTube. Coyote Peterson has shown that the sting is like, what the sting is like on his show, Brave Wilderness. The video shows an instant goose egg forming on his arm where the hornet had stung him. A goose egg. You know how big that is? Wow.
Let me finish saying what the Bible said about
Go
it.
Ahead.
Now, it's in verse 7, chapter 9, verse 7. In the shape of the locusts, were like unto horses, prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. And their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as if it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings were as the sound of chariots, of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is in Hebrew tongue Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon.
Okay, you heard
they
that description.
They almost sound the same.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. The bottomless pit, what's there? But the enemy, our arch enemy, our adversary, the devil. I mean, I guess that's his domain, or the fallen angels are there. But they still have power to inflict pain on men. Now, that takes us back to Job. When the Lord...
Oh, yeah. He took everything from him.
Yes, yes. And there was a swarm in Job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he called fire down from heaven also in Job.
Uh-huh.
You know, so what day are we living in? Now, we're reading to you things out of the Holy Scriptures. God's word is true, according to 1 Timothy 3:16 or 2 Timothy 3:16. They both state that God's word is true and that we can depend on God's word. So what she described makes me think of these murder locusts, hornets. Now, if one of those, it says here, researchers say the sting of a murder hornet is painful and packed with neurotoxins. Even if someone is not allergic to the hornet, multiple sting have the potential to kill
you.
That's the day we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. I know it isn't rosy and it doesn't really sound that good and it's not really, you know, making you laugh, ha ha he he, but we're living in dangerous times, and I think we all need to be aware of that. These are dangerous times that we are living in. Before one thing ends, another thing has begun,
and that's how it was with Job. You brought him
all
up.
In the same day, wasn't it?
But it was like as soon as one thing was talked about, here comes
the next hour.
The one man from the one thing that was left from that.
A witness, right.
Saying, oh, well, we were out here doing this and this and this and this, and I'm the only one left. And as soon as while he was yet speaking.
Yes, something else
here
was going on.
One.
So that's the day. It feels like this is the day we're living in, just like in the days of Job when everything was wiped out. How long will we harden our hearts? We are experiencing, you know, I was looking out my door before I came on the show, and I thought, we are experiencing an act of God.
Yes, we are.
Believe it or not, we are experiencing it, witnessing it. We are partakers of it, and our children and grandchildren. This is real. This is, oh, it is so real. It's just as real as you looking down if you can see at your hand. Just as real as you getting in your car, putting the key in and cranking it up and rolling down the street. This is real. And it's kind of scary. Because we don't, and I hear people say, well, what's going to happen next? Do not tempt God. Please stop tempting God. Because anything can happen next. Just like these can you even imagine the name? Murder hornets? Come on now.
Every time we go outside, it's life or death.
And we were already life or death, but it's like more. It's like right in our hands. Like every time you wake up, you're taking a chance. But it seems like the chances have been multiplied, magnified.
Every time you walk out your door.
Every time. Yes, yes. Nothing. Like I was saying earlier, there is no guarantee. And only thing I can think of Let us come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for mercy in the time of need. We are in need of God to forgive us of our sins. Don't be too hard-headed or too proud to say, Lord, forgive me. Help me stop from doing wrong.
I need you.
I seek your face, Lord God. Help me today to be a better person if I'm not where I need to be. You know, and it's just, come on, Lord, help me, help us. And I every day I'd be thinking, okay, then I found a cure and COVID-19 is on its way out of here. And you turn on the TV and it's not. People are still dying all over the world. And they're saying, here comes a new surge. They're expecting a new surge to come. And was that June or July, Dacia? Soon. They say over in England, remember their governor over there?
Well, that's why I've been watching China's news. Right. China and everybody, okay, so yeah, they was over there. They were opening up their schools and everything like that, and then they were closing their schools again. Because the virus has not went anywhere.
No, it's not gone at all. It's not. It's
and the here. People that are leaving the hospitals are still, if there's no way to kill it, how'd they get rid of it?
They can't. They can't get rid of it.
So they still have it. And then they come out here and they walk amongst us.
And give it to us. If we don't have our mask on, if we're not doing what we need to do, then
to
we can pick it
ourselves.
Right, we can get it. Wow. COVID-19, who would have thought? And we started out our show with what? Cry loud, spare not?
And we need to keep on crying loud.
And Sunday when we were up at the drive-in church, in Bucyrus, Pastor J.C. Church, and the church name is VITM, Victory and Truth Ministries. And one of the ladies, she had been in quarantine with her son. I think I'd shared that with you. I'm not going to say her name.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a what you call a paraplegic in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. I think that's
what, paraplegic.
Paraplegic. I think that's what he suffers with. But he's a prayer. Okay. He prays. And he said, the Lord had said to him, it's not over yet. He needs more praise than what he's getting. I like, oh, Lord, we have not. Even the church have not. We're not where we need to be with Christ. We are not where we need to be with Christ. As being so-called and evangelicals in the church of God, leading the way, we're the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. But where is our Savior, where is our flavor for the salt? Where is our light? Is it hid under a bush? Or have we put on so much flesh people can't recognize us as being a Christian?
Or do we think we have already arrived?
No, we have not already
no,
arrived.
No, we're still sitting here looking at everything going on.
That's why Christians are dying. Because they have not repented. They're not trying to repent. They're not trying to change their mind. They have to believe it themselves. We're too busy. Our minds is too full of the world. We have become too worldly. And being worldly and considering yourself a Christian is not a Christian. You're just like the world. And God is not happy. One of the pastors did, King's Temple pastor, he came from, I think it was Revelation 3. See if you can get that. We have a few minutes yet. Revelation 3, when he says, I'm at the door knocking. Can you find that for me, Dacia? What church? Laodicean, that church. You read that?
He that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need for nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with the eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath the ear,
let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Open the door of your heart. Stop hardening your hearts. I'm even talking to myself. Get so caught up in what's going on over here and there, and I'm all over the TV, and I sometimes hear so much gospel, then I got to watch my movies, and I'm like, okay, now something's got to give, especially some of those movies. And I know I'm not the only one. God says, open the door to your heart. He's knocking. He's trying to get in, and we will not let him in. Say this prayer with me. Lord God, we just thank you so much for who you are today. We ask you to forgive us of our sins.
Forgive me of my sins, Lord.
And blot out our iniquities.
Blot out my iniquities.
Create in us a clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart.
And renew the right spirit within us.
Renew the right spirit within me.
Wash us.
Wash me.
Make us clean.
Make me clean.
That we may live holy.
That I may live holy.
And blameless.
And blameless.
Before you.
Before you.
We know you're coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle.
I know you're coming for a church.
And we need you to help us to be that. In Jesus' name. Jesus, I believe you came, you lived, you died, you were buried. And on the third day, you rose from the dead. You walked the earth for 40 days. I want you to come into my heart and live your life in me. Set me free from sin and death. In Jesus' name, I accept you, Lord Jesus, and what you did for me. Well, we are out of time, and thank you for listening. Thank you, Daisy, for being my guest today. Till next time, be blessed. Linda Sims, A Voice of a People. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year. And they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me when